Today we are talking Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Medellin, Anthony Michael Hall, Minnesota, Robert Griffin III, Fidel Castro, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners.
Oh, now Dr. Doom is getting it. Oh, first of all, Teron doesn't dance, but okay. Dr. Doom, wait.
Look at the shoulder work, though.
You better work them shoulders. Come on now. Hey. Causing destruction everywhere you go.
Throw it up. He's the original mannequin child. Look at
that. Oh, they put the lights on for Dr. Doom?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe in that right there, man. But that's an example of all the things that we buy on Black Friday, man. Yes. What's going on? Oh. Ooh,
what is happening?
Hi,
what's the word? Yo, I'm Teron Von Gosfrey. I'm hosting today. Nate Jackson is on super duper tours flying around the country doing his thing. If you haven't seen Nate Jackson's Instagram, go check it out at Mr. Nate Jackson. I don't know who hasn't seen it because he's getting millions and millions of views on everything. He's quit trying to... Exactly. Hey. So make sure. But when you get a chance, if you do... Please check me out on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at I am Teron, I am Teron. If you don't know how to spell Teron, watch CNN. And of course, I'm alongside some lovely, lovely, lovely super duper double troubles in the building today.
Oh man, yes. You know, it is me, your girl Kanisha Bussabus. You can find me at Kanisha KANISHA is comedy on all social media outlets. Make sure you check me out on All Deaf Digital, on SiriusXM, and in January, Everybody Digital is a new app that is getting ready to drop, and I just filmed my comedy special for. My sister was there, and it went down.
It was great.
Yes.
Well, guys, I'm excited because I don't ever get to hang out with you guys, really. Like,
really? I see you every week.
I'm just kidding. I was. Just
we have a radio show together.
I just saw you.
Like, I just saw you 30 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago?
Okay. Actually, I was trying to get rid of you.
And doggy is out a long time.
Look at that. No, my name is Whitney Tabor, at Miss Tabor on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. And, I'm on a radio show with my favorite, Teron, and I actually have my own music show, The Plug Radio, on Dash Radio every Wednesday for new music stuff. So,
if you're dropping new music, you need to hit her up.
You need to hit me up.
What's your Instagram?
The Instagram for the actual show is The Plug Radio on Instagram. Also, you can check out the website, www.theplugradio.com. I'm also on All Deaf Digital and a few other different radio shows. So you can just check me out on Dash literally Monday through Friday. So
we're an established, esteemed panel.
We do.
In case you were wondering. Like, what do you do? That's a, like, what do you do?
What
you know what I'm saying? I feel like we should see other people. It's not us, it's you. Just not working out. Now, we love all the people who watch the show every week.
Yes, we do.
And we'd love for you to comment below because we do answer, respond. And this is all about starting a conversation. So let's start some conversations.
Let's do it.
Going straight into story number one. Hoping everyone had a happy Thanksgiving, of course. More importantly, I'm glad everyone survived Black Friday. Which, by the way, has been around since 1952. I didn't realize it'd been that long. But it's the beginning of the Christmas shopping season, and as an indication for profits for the retailers, Black Friday has also been the cause of several deaths.
Yes, it has.
Since 2006, 9 deaths have been reported. This year, 4 major injuries and 2 deaths.
2 deaths.
One outside of Walmart in Reno, Nevada, and the other outside of New Jersey Macy's. Ladies, can we? Do you want to go to the clip, or do you want to say something really quick?
Let's go to the clip.
Let's go to some of this clip of these people fighting,
this
please.
This is fantastic.
Then you haven't seen these clips because I guarantee that once you watch these videos,
you're going to be completely mind-blown.
I love when they show white folks
fight. How ridiculous these fights get. I'm talking about people smashing storefronts with anything they can find nearby, people attacking each other with tasers, and also beating each other up until one of them passes out.
That's the crazy thing.
So if you're ready to see some festival Black Friday fights, then this is the video for you.
Wow.
So anyway, that's the thing. There's a lot of Black Friday fights. There's a lot of Black Friday fights for no reason.
This is crazy.
Over what? Like, people stand in line. They stand in line for hours and hours to save $18. Like, what?
Yes.
What? There is nothing worth buying that you need to risk your life for.
Some of it is the experience. Now, the last 4 years, I have boycotted Black Friday due to the, you know, Justice or Elson call with David Banner. But before that, I was the girl that slept outside of Walmart at 3 a.m. and I did in Seattle and it was snowing
but,
1 year.
Wow. But Kanisha, having a date outside Walmart and then ending up sleeping there is not the same thing as Black Friday.
Sorry.
Thank you, Whitney. Thank you.
there, but you guys, it's the experience. There's something so fun about being up so early, being in the stores in the hours that they're normally not open. This it does get a little chaotic, and you do have to be ready to throw them things. But when you walk into Walmart, they're clapping and you're high fiving, and you feel like you accomplished something.
There is nothing in Walmart that's worth. Listen, there is nothing in Walmart.
I got my mom a $50 freaking what is that, microwave for $17. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Okay. How long did it take you to get that $17 microwave?
Oh, hours.
Okay. So if you had a job, you just worked.
I did have a job.
You could have made up that extra time. What I'm saying is, you could have just drove Uber and just made that extra.
At that time, I was a teacher. Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, yo, you can put in.
Time is money.
Time is money. Number one. Number two, there is no, I don't want to be around Walmart people. Like, that's not.
I love Walmart people, y'all. I love your Walmart people.
Hey,
I'm a Walmart.
No,
people.
I get it. No offense. No, I offend Walmart people. Like,
I go to Walmart with no bra, and I appreciate the low standards that they offer. I'd be whooped at Walmart.
Walmart,
okay?
Look, and I'm not talking about just Walmart, like, oh, you shop at Walmart. I'm talking about Walmart people. You know who you are. Okay,
Midwest.
And you know what? I don't even have to worry about them watching the show because they don't have access to internet.
No, that is
so
not
I'm
true.
Just saying.
First of all, and they destroy. I don't know if you see the Nike this town that they destroyed in Washington.
What?
I was so disgusted because you know we have sense
you
in Washington.
She posted it.
They had shoes, and I mean, it's just people lose. It's like it's almost like the purge. It's the day where you don't have to follow
rules.
That you can just act ridiculous. And there's 300, you can fight in the mall. Most of these people don't even go to jail. It's like, it's the day to lose your damn mind and do everything you can't normally do.
I'm just wondering, like, these people who want to waste all this time, you guys do know 2 days later is Cyber Monday, where you can sit in your sweats on your couch and you don't got to wait in the line and you can just buy the $17 microwave.
Yeah, but I told you, they don't have internet access. Can we go to that Nike video that you posted?
Oh, yes.
Of course. I pay attention to you.
Okay. Girl, and this is our hometown.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yo, they ruined that store. This is actual footage. This isn't like, this is someone like just going like, wow. What did they do? Because this is hours on hours. Someone has to clean this up. It's not like they just leave it. It doesn't clean itself up.
Oh my gosh. Trying to figure out. Maybe it wasn't a good enough
sale. Were
there
Yeezys going on?
But this is the thing. It doesn't matter what it is. It obviously wasn't at a good price because all of them are still on the floor.
Yeah,
like, they picked them up
and
was like, oh, no, this is too much. This is not
good.
Because this is too many shoes on the floor. They didn't buy any shoes. They're
people
all on
didn't
the floor.
Buy. Yeah, you're right. And the thing is, sometimes these sales are pointless. There's a lot of pointless sales that go on. Like, there are sales where they say, if you had bought it a month ago, it would have been less than if you're buying it at the sale price.
Yeah.
They just make you think that it's cheaper.
It's
meaning
the idea.
Regular price is actually $40, but on the sale day, they mark it up to $60 and then discount it to $55.
And you could have got it cheaper. I get that. Let me tell you something, though. If I worked there, I would have got on the mic and we would have had a manager's meeting and be like, if there's two people in the store, we'll clean these up. We'll give you a free pair of shoes. Because I'm about to clean that. That's hilarious.
I need like a year's worth of shoes to clean that up. That two pairs of shoes.
There's people that, I mean, some people are happy for the overtime, though. It is Christmas season. Those people that weren't standing in line, they're actually waiting, you know, making the money.
I didn't think about the overtime. That's when I would have just worked there and then knocked all the shoes off
hazard
myself.
Pay?
Like, I'm going to stay over.
I need hazard pay. If I got to work Black Friday, I was grocery shopping before Black Friday and heard the guy say, oh, this is your first Black Friday. They were like stalking, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. I don't know if they're talking about me, because he's like, this is your first Black Friday. I'm like,
you thought it was racist?
Gosh.
A lot of people think the term Black Friday is racist.
Well,
it's not.
It's definitely not.
It's not. Actually, there's two ways it came about. So when you are in profit, you're in the black. So it's like the Black Friday. Yeah, that means you're profitable, right? But also in Philadelphia, because the shopping frenzy would happen, they started calling it Black Friday because it was the doomed Friday, the police department.
Yeah.
Because it was the day that they had the most violence for that day.
Yeah.
And it became a consumer, just a consumer culture that we live in, is like people would rather buy stuff. Like, people are like, the economy's bad. If the economy's so bad, then why is this happening? People don't have jobs. Economy's not bad. You don't need a 60-inch TV. Like, you can just have a 40-inch TV and be all right. But no, we want more.
Excess,
we want Yeezys.
We want Yeezys.
Yeezys like $300 new. For what?
Well, they had the $1,400 pair, actually.
Well,
but
I watched one clip. I don't like this violent stuff, so I can't really watch a lot of that. But I watched
Canadian. Love this shit. Me and Kanisha love this shit.
I literally am like, oh my gosh, you know. But the Canadian Black Friday I
watched. Oh, man. It was...
They all walked in. Like, literally, the consumers are walking in. They're clapping. It was, like, the comments.
Would you like this?
I love hey. Canada.
Would you like to say? Like,
I love y'all, man.
You went in there to give it to someone else?
Like, hey, like, nah. They were, like, comments. You know how they open the doors and there's, like, floodgates? No, they were all strolling in, like, hey, Joan, how you doing today?
Well, Americans are crazy. So, I mean, we're crazy.
I do agree with that. I often say, because as Americans, we judge third world countries and all the strife that goes on there. Mm-hmm. And they don't have food or anything. But have you ever seen like a snowstorm or if it's like something's about that? We would literally eat each other. Like, yes. We are the worst. Like, we look at it, but they don't have anything and they're acting like this. We act like this over Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay? These people are starving and they're like, attacking each other. We did this over a $50 microwave that we got for $17 because I know Kanisha busted someone
okay,
in the face
for
that.
Let me tell you what happened. There was
okay,
only
see?
Here we go. Okay. Here real good.
Okay, so what you have to understand, there was only a few. Now, after everybody's walking in, I thought I had time. I was the fourth person in line. Mm. I didn't know that so many people, and that microwave was a hot item, and they just start grabbing them. And me and one person had the same microwave at the same time. And it was a little bit of tug of war, but I walked away with the microwave.
For
and
sure.
At the time, I was dating.
And they walked away with a black eye.
You know, okay. I was dating a ninja at the time, you know Lenny.
Okay.
And so,
shout out to Lenny.
Where are you, Lenny? Ninja.
Yeah.
Was he Asian?
No, he's actually a real ninja. His family invented Kaji Kimbo. It's the deadliest form of fighting, and he will take over the throne after his grandmother passed.
Like,
it is one of the, and it is a,
and he's black.
Oh,
and
that's crazy.
Black.
That means he used to choke the ish out of you in bed. That just say that. Just
no,
be
no,
like,
no.
Yo, he just knew how to choke me right, and he was violent, and I loved it.
No,
and he used
this
to beat
crazy
me, but not leave marks, and
no.
So I couldn't even prove it.
This is the thing about the ninja. Their chi is harvest, so I couldn't get that out of him because he can't do that because he doesn't know his own strength. And I would be dead. And I wanted to be half dead.
Yo, some girl. Okay, all right. Going on to story number two. Story number two, as Whit pointed out, on the flip side, the most civil of all shopping experiences is Cyber Monday, which is the following Monday to Black Friday, started in 2005. This day, consumers receive deals online.
Yeah.
Now, this year, more money was exchanged on Cyber Monday than Black Friday.
Yep. Now, do you think it's because some people, like you said, it was safer that they didn't want to be caught up in the mess, or...
We just don't care as much. Listen, I'm not... Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not buying anyone Christmas gifts until after Thanksgiving to begin with, because I need to know who I'm on good terms with still.
Burp.
Thanksgiving dinner proves a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Number two, okay, I'm really not buying gifts for people, okay? This is the time of year that I'm the most Muslim, Christian, Jewish person you know.
Yes.
Okay? So I just use, I'm Muslim. My bad. I'm Jewish. It's Hanukkah. I'm Christian and Muslim. Like, I just flip around. That if I'm going to be mixed, I'm going to use it to my advantage.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am the number one for that. But again, for the last 3 years, I have justice or else and have been called to justice. So I don't accept gifts and I don't buy people gifts. And that's just what it is. I don't spend any money. And
I had actually got you something, but I guess I'll just...
Yeah, you're just going to have keep it till Valentine's Day.
February
14th. I'm celebrating that.
Yes.
See me, I'm just there's no kids in my family. There's nobody to buy gifts for. My dad, they got enough boats and cars and weird stuff that I'm like, you know what? I'm good.
Was that a humble brag? Boats and cars?
No.
Like, she didn't just say they have stuff. She's like, they have boats and cars and weird stuff.
No,
you made it sound like they have
ponies.
Cheetahs.
No,
yeah.
He does have chickens. My dad is a Caucasian American. So, he has all that Harleys and chickens and weird.
So white people just have Harleys and chickens. Okay, that's a good one. I wasn't aware of this because I'm half Persian, so
see?
We have like magic carpets and stuff. But I didn't realize you guys have Harleys.
If you want a Harley or a chicken,
chickens.
I got you. We can do a little trade. I need a rug. That's what actually I was shopping for on Cyber Monday.
You need
a
rug?
I do need a
Persian
rug.
Persian rug?
I mean, a Persian rug.
You got to connect. Let me get that.
They got Harley's rugs, and
connect.
I got Crips in my family.
Okay.
This is
See, this is what I mean. But Cyber Monday is like a way more civil Black Friday.
Yeah.
We do get to just shop online, and I don't understand why people do go to Black Friday. However, apparently there are deals that you can only get in person. So there are limited items that you can only get in person. But what the internet has done is cut out the middle person. And so it's changing the way business is done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see how Black Friday plays out. But there were no deaths in 2015 on Black Friday. There were deaths in 2014. And now we had two this year alone. Which is crazy. I don't understand killing somebody over.
Maybe they were trying to get Trump? A computer so that they could get the rest of their stuff on Cyber Monday.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it because there's so much hostility in America right now that everybody just wants to...
I don't know, but I need a laptop. I don't know. Random thought. If anybody got the hookup boosters, anybody, please hit me up.
A laptop?
Yeah. If you stole right? anything kind of on Black Friday.
Just a good one. I just don't have a computer anymore.
You don't have a computer?
No.
You would say clown it like her.
No, no wonder you emailed me 4 days later.
Yeah, I don't have a computer. I do everything from my phone.
How do you even do that?
I do it from my phone.
I can't do internet stuff on my phone. I can't. No, it's just I cannot. It just doesn't work for me. I can't.
Well, my boyfriend at the house, there was a computer. And so I don't know what happened to my computer. Then now we're not together. I thought we were going to be together forever. And I would have that computer forever. Yeah. And now
you should have just took that.
I don't. And okay. Well, I put a battery in there.
That sounded passive aggressive. So I thought we were going to be together forever, and we're not. So I don't have a computer. So, okay.
Like, I don't think he's going to. Look, he's not coming back for that. Girl.
Hey, Lenny.
Bring the computer back, Lenny. We don't want you.
Bring the computer back, Lenny.
You good. But, okay.
I get it. You don't know your own strength.
It's somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I was going to be together with him too forever.
With Lenny?
Yeah, so it's two guys.
That's
so.
Kind of a well, it's kind three, of a pattern.
How many laptops have we
I've been engaged
over the
twice.
Years?
Y'all, anyway,
need,
bye guys.
We need to start a...
I ran over a possum this weekend and it almost killed me.
GoFundMe. Well, yeah, why is your life just a little more exciting than everyone else?
First of all, it's not that exciting. I know I cut off this story, but I have to tell you guys this real quick. I wanted to say it in the beginning, but tune in. I love animals. Like, I don't want to hurt them. So I had drive Uber, and I had two elderly white women in the back. Mm-hmm. And as I'm going, this big fat possum, ooh, as I'm getting on the 110, and I know if I swerve that everybody's dead. And I just go, I don't want to hit him. And he goes, bloop, bloop, bloop. And I just start crying. And both the women are rubbing my back until I dropped them off. And I could not stop crying. And I had to go home, and I was distraught. Like, I've been... so messed up over that.
Aww.
I just wanted to tell you guys
why
that.
Didn't you just slow down?
I could. I was on the freeway. It was people behind me. I was going too fast. I couldn't do anything.
Is your car okay?
I mean,
there's a lot of possums.
You killed a possum?
Actually, don't do that. And it was on the holidays, and I am sick about it.
There's a lot of Priuses out there.
How do you know the possum's dead? What if it was just playing possum?
He flipped you. He might have flipped
What if it was just playing possum? What if it just laid down and acted like it was dead to make you feel bad?
I hope so, because ever since I killed that rooster when I was 17, I haven't
been. Oh, my God. You're a murderer. This isn't like a one-time thing. You are now out here. Listen, I don't know. I don't think I've ever killed anything bigger than a bug or something, right?
I hit him in the head with a
yo-yo. But you killed... Listen,
oh,
you are now just, you are
don't.
Like Dexter of animals.
Oh.
Like, oh, I, like where you're like, you're a cop, but you're doing
don't
good, but you're
hamster.
Technically murdering.
Don't wow. let her babysit the hamster.
Don't show. Let, yo, mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I also personally would never watch someone's kid or dog or anything because
no.
even if they just die on your watch.
Oh, yeah.
No matter why, it's always your fault.
Yeah, I had one of those actually.
A kid died?
No, kids died on my watch. But no, my cousin had this pug for like that was like their first baby. They went out of town. Me and my best friend watched it. We were 17. We were I don't even know college. Whatever. How old you are in college? The dog had like some sort of pancreatic cancer or something crazy. Died the 4 days we were watching it. We're like, yo, we took him to the emergency room. It was like a $7,000 bill.
Oh.
But they were like, my cousins were like, we would have done anything for Dexter or whatever his name was. And he died. And my cousins, I still feel like she still looks at me crazy on Thanksgiving.
She
like,
does. You don't even remember the
you
dog's
killed my
name.
Baby.
Like you killed their
Miko,
baby.
Miko.
No, don't Miko now. Don't Miko now.
Why?
Don't Miko now. Did you guys buy anything, by the way, on Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year?
No, I boycott.
I bought a desk.
You boycott? Why?
I boycott because they called for Justice or Else, and David Banner for the last couple of years is saying the way to affect change is to
money.
Affect money and economics, and they won't listen to us, and we don't understand the value of the black dollar, which is a lot. And so when they call for people to not spend that money, which yet last year was really big because it was a big deficit
trillion?
And they tried to blame it on something else, but that's when, you know, so much things were going on. So many black people joined in and didn't spend their money.
You said 1.3 trillion?
Yeah.
Black okay, people. Can't be 1.3 trillion.
It was like something insane.
But it could be billions.
It was billions. Something. It was in
which
the
is still a lot.
Black, which is a lot of money. And then they try to say, oh, it wasn't that, but it was. And so I have been a part of that forever. And, you know, I lost my best friend to the hands of police officers. So I'm...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Black Friday. Like, I was like, yo.
But
yes, I know.
Well,
yes.
He was black on a Friday, if that makes
that's
a difference.
True.
So,
but I appreciate it because that's, you know, headlines with headliners. This is the kind of stuff we actually do talk about is how to affect change. And one of the things is the power of the black dollar is very important.
Yes.
And it's something, A, we don't keep in the community. Mm-hmm. And B, we don't use, like, everyone's like, vote, vote. Well, every day we vote, it's with our dollar bill. Every time you use your money, you are voting. Yeah. So if you want to affect change, you can be fiscally responsible. Honestly, I really believe this. Instead of buying all these Jordans, if we bought stocks in Nike, we would own Nike by now. We would all have Jordans. We have to use that power of the black dollar much more responsibly when it comes to affecting change in any manner and as a united community. So I appreciate that David Banner and who?
You know, Farrakhan is in on this.
Yeah. It's my boy.
Yeah.
People don't like Farrakhan. Like, Farrakhan, I just like the cool manner he talks about and everything and his hair.
His hair.
Just the way he talks. Like, it's just
he's
Farrakhan.
So cool. And they passed out flyers last year to boycott Black Friday. That's what it was like. They went hard for that.
Did anybody participate in small
which, by the way, they
business?
Got those flyers on Black Friday because it was a discount. It was on a discount.
Well, one thing that I noticed that was different from last year was Small Business Saturdays. And I'm one of those people that I would rather buy something from somebody who's starting up a business.
Yeah. Good for you.
And also more so a black business. So if you are, comment and leave your
That's
business.
Real. That's
leave your
real. Business Good so for we you can, guys. I specifically actually myself... I went and spent money on white businesses and nothing small on the black. Like, I drove around Inglewood one time just so I wouldn't even accidentally need to use a gas station there to give a dollar to the dude.
Like, oh, my God.
But, you know, it's funny, but there are people that live like that. Mm-hmm. And it's the people who, you know, live on the other side. There really are people who, while we don't use our money responsibly, the other side, the hateful side, of anything, hate is very well organized.
Yes.
I wish love had as good PR as hate.
Ooh,
like,
man.
Think about, ooh, like, even when you look at KKK, they have outfits. Yeah. We don't have outfits. Like, we don't have just being a good person. You don't have, like, a special outfit.
Yeah,
it's like KKK, they have a thing. They burn crosses. They have, like, it's a
that
whole
meeting.
Whole
we don't
thing.
Have a love meeting.
Can we
I don't
get have a love meeting. Yeah. Exactly.
Love meeting. You know what? I love y'all. Let's meet about
good.
This.
You
know,
we you know, should. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cheers to the
exactly.
first annual.
We should meet about this and have a love meeting and just be naked in the bed together and just like, oh, what?
Oh. Okay. You know what? You're not down for Sister Wives? I think this is a good family right
hey,
here.
Hey, you know what?
This
you say that, but I am
people.
Down for that. Story number three. A plane carrying a Brazilian soccer team crashed in Colombia, Medellin, Colombia, killing 76 of 81 passengers. Three players survived, two crew members, and a journalist, but one of the survivors died, which we don't know which one yet, leaving the total of 76 dead, five survivors. Electrical malfunction was said to be the cause. So, making it a little more somber, but at the same time, the electrical malfunction, and this is why I bring this up, is because in third world countries, so we take for granted that we have
Wi-Fi.
We have Wi-Fi in the air, that we have such new... In fact, we get upset. Oh, this flight doesn't have TVs? Ugh. And then there are countries that they can't afford planes that are working planes. They just try to refurbish their old planes, and then something like this happens. And this actually increasingly happens overseas a lot.
And it's so crazy because, you know, you'll complain that your plane is delayed because they got to check something. And you're like, well, why didn't they check it before? Well, I want them to check it.
Check
if we got to sit
that.
Here another 30 minutes,
I'm
we have
out.
So many regulations where they're going. And I appreciate it because they don't always get that. They're not always up to par.
What team was this?
It's a team, one of the, club teams in Brazil.
Yes. And they're hurting because that's their sport. But I'm sorry. That's like the dream team going down in a plane. Like D-Wade going down. I feel like it don't matter what size soccer team that was.
That's their thing.
Their whole country
But then again, what if Colombia did this on purpose? Like, you beat us? Oh, pero you beat us, puto? Like, no, puto, no.
No, y'all ain't gonna make it.
You say that, but I watched, what was that El Pablo show?
Escobar.
What was the name of the show?
I don't know. I didn't see
it. I watched it.
Yeah. And he took out the plane.
Oh, he did.
So, I mean, that was the first thing is when people thought this.
I'm doing a mannequin challenge. I'm talking about these fools. I want to make it home.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about this is, I don't know, they also had a video. So, you know how people video as people are getting on? So, you just see, it's just hard to watch. And it makes you appreciate every moment. They're having a ball on this plane. So much life. Everybody expects to make 100%. It home. And you just sit there and it just makes you value every second because they had no clue. Everybody's smiling. They're high-fiving. See you when we land. And then and it's nothing, and it's crazy. But it's crazy every time I fly, I call my mom, even if we're beefing. I'm like, I just want to let you know I love you, and
even a text.
Yeah, because I've had a fear of flying for so many years. Mm-hmm. Like even driving by the airport used to make me sick as a kid.
Oh wow! So let's talk more about this story, fear of flying. So.
I know. I'm really self-centered today. I'm feeling myself a little bit.
No, no. I'm not even saying that. I'm being, like, real because it's like, yo. Because I never had a fear of flying. Like, I'm, like, one of the people, like, yo. I wonder if these people, if people on the flight watch the safety video, because no one pays attention to the safety video. Virgin America, the safety video is singing. Ooh, like, you gotta, what are you going to do? You're going to remember. You're going to be like, so if I no, man, I forgot the lyrics. And then you die. Like, yo. It's like extra.
You start dancing down the hallway like, I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
Oh, and if you don't want to be, then buckle your bucket. Oh, it's just extra.
And then they sing, please, your X is to the left and the right, and please.
I'm
Because they used to have the really racist.
It wasn't racist. It was very good, the cartoon.
What the Mexicans did, it was like, if you don't know, hilarious. If you've never been on a plane and you don't know how to buckle a seatbelt.
It's hilarious. The bull knows how to buckle a seatbelt, and the Spaniard doesn't. It's not racist. Like, people make things that are not racist racist. And that video was one of them. That video was just a cute video. No, they didn't have a black guy. And they were like,
remember the video?
Hey, if you're stupid and black and don't know how to buckle, buckle your seatbelt.
But they basically just
look
said
at the
Spaniard
guy.
Dude has never been, he don't know how to buckle
it,
a seatbelt.
It was a cartoon, first of all. Second of all, it had nothing to do with him being Spaniard or not. Money.
Then why did they have to dress him up like that?
Because he was
they were salsa in the background.
He
had a bull riding with him.
He was like, a bull rider. He could have been any race. We decided he was going to be a Mexican bull rider. He could have been from Texas. We don't know. They just played a little clip of music and they say he didn't know how to buckle his seat. People took it out of context. In fact, if I'll say anything, that cartoon was one of my favorite things.
I don't even, first off, can I just say I don't remember this cartoon at all.
Do you fly Virgin?
I mean, since they got the have cool even, video. Hey, since they got the purple lights, yeah.
You
purple's
been
my
a
color.
Virgin since.
84.
Yo, so.
But yeah, so even, this, but this is definitely tragic.
It is a tragedy, and it's sad that this happened. Especially, it's scary. Sad whenever a bunch of people die
at
for
once.
No reason, like at once. I mean, if they die slowly over time, we kind of don't care. Which
but
we've shown you with all the murders and everything going on in Chicago, for example. Mm. But when a bunch of people die at once, that's why like mass murderers and stuff like that happen, and we don't talk about it. And I actually purposely did not put the Ohio stabbing in the story.
Because it was so much.
Well, it's because it was being inflamed out of control again.
Okay.
It was one of those things where it was being inflamed. But since we are talking about this kind of stuff, I do think we have to address. Because the number one thing is, it was a Somali man, Ohio State. It was a thing. He got killed. One hand, people are like, why did he get shot? He just stabbed a bunch of people. Like, we shouldn't be, like, it's when innocent people get shot, we have a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
When people who are not doing anything, or even if they are criminals, but they're not armed, we should have a problem. When that kid got shot after carjacking a car and then his back was turned, we should
have
had a problem.
Shot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have got shot. But this guy had a knife and he was stabbing people actively, okay? Mm-hmm. Second of all, he was Muslim, okay? And when I watch the news, because I'm black and Persian, which I obviously have to bring up all the time because it puts my life into context, I have to be like, please don't be black. Please don't be black. Please don't be Middle Eastern. Please don't be Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
When I watch the news, when things happen.
Double trouble.
And this gentleman was Somalian, and they found he was Muslim. And, of course, boom, as soon as they found out he was Muslim. Because when things like this happen, we always first assume it's a white guy.
Okay.
Like when San Bernardino happened,
but
we
never call him
a
Christian,
guy.
And that's the crazy
exactly.
part.
Exactly.
We never go, oh, this Christian white man. We never, because you could be a million things, but we never say this Christian white guy.
Of course not. When it's like the responsibility for the actions goes to race, religion, color, ethnicity, sexual orientation until you're white. And then it goes to, oh, well, he was crazy.
Troubled. Your parents didn't love you.
He was troubled.
So it was one of those things, right? Now that he's Muslim, all of a sudden ISIS gets thrown in there. Like, if you actually knew the Middle East very well, you would know that Somalian and like Arabic countries don't have much
ties
to one another.
No.
It's like, this guy would, he's probably a pirate. He might be a pirate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the captain now.
Like, no, he's Tom Hanks' homeboy, but I mean, you know.
By the way, I'm never traveling with Tom Hanks. I will never. Every time he travels, this nigga, something happens to him. Every time,
Wilson.
A castaway, like freaking,
the
every
plane,
time,
poor,
every time he travels,
he's done for.
Even Forrest Gump, every time he's on a boat, something happens.
I even run running with you, Tom Hanks.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm gonna get
he's
some
landing a plane. He's drunk. He goes.
I was traveling.
I'm good. But when they found out he was Muslim, they made it a big deal. Mm. They made it a big deal because he's Muslim, and now it's because of his religion, not because of who he is as a crazy, despicable, horrible human being.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Allah.
So, story number four does actually have to do with Allah, because a Muslim woman, Halim Adin, from Minnesota, caused a stir as she competed for the title of Miss Minnesota, Miss USA, in a hijab scarf dress. So she wore the scarf. The 19-year-old Somalian beauty queen did not win the competition, but she did manage to place in the top 15 amongst 45 contestants, which she considers the attention that she received a win. Now, she's gorgeous. She can definitely get, like, she can get.
The Temple of Doom?
No.
She definitely has three NFL boyfriends now.
If I was a teacher and she was in my class and she turned in a paper, it would definitely get the D. All I'm saying is it would get a D. Like, I'm just saying, whatever that means.
You know what I love about it? It shows the beauty of a woman without revealing anything, the true essence of a woman without. Now, I like my titties out, so I'm not going to. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying her true beauty is just the eyes, the makeup. And there's something about just the self-respect. And the, I just think she's absolutely amazing.
I agree with that. I like how you
put
that.
It is.
Like
it's that. The self-respect. It's the, and I'm not saying I don't. I love myself. But I don't, I'm American, and Americans have their titties out, so whatever. But I'm just saying, just to be able to cover up, I mean, this I'm woman without still, anything and everything all at once.
I love that too, but I'd be hot, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the way the fabric is, it's actually very cooling. And on top of that, if it was me, like, I would love a girl who, like, covered. I appreciate that, like you said, the self-respect, especially the ones who cover almost all the way.
I was gonna say, my cousin does.
Yeah, because that hot to me. No, because I would take you to a club and be like, nah, my girl bad. Even if you ugly, no you one would know. No one would know. Like, you can be like, yo, she's some high.
That's why I think Muslim men are really insecure. They're like, they don't want nobody to see their chick. Like, nah, y'all can't see all this.
Don't see none of this.
But it's like, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And she gave amazing articulate answers that were just eloquent in speech. And I loved it because it broke a mold. And there was a lot of backlash. A lot of people were upset that she wore the hijab scarf headdress. A lot of people were also offended that she's Muslim and doing something like this. Listen, there's nothing anti-Muslim about being beautiful, and there's nothing anti-American about being Muslim.
No.
Like, there needs to be an understanding with this.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy.
I wish she won.
I do too.
Maybe next year. But it's opened up the gates. And sometimes you might not. It's a win without winning, like you said.
That's how she
won without winning.
Yeah.
She opened up the gates. It's a higher standard of beauty to me. Like, and I'm talking about beauty as a person, believing in your ideas and your beliefs,
having
and bringing
faith.
That to the forefront and having faith. Like, this is how I'm competing. This is who I am. And for, you know, you feel beautiful in whatever you do it. You know, however you choose to do it.
I love the fact that she did this, and little girls who grow up in this religion can now be like, oh, I have a role model who's beautiful, who can do these things and not be scared and ashamed to live the way that they want to live.
Especially in a time like this where they're under attack and some people are wondering, should they even be out traditional attire?
Well, I have family and friends in Philadelphia, and a lot of them were saying that they're scared to even go out as soon as Donald Trump won presidency.
Yes.
They were scared, and they were asking their moms, like, should I even wear this because I don't want people to be attacking me because of all of the videos and whatnot that were happening after the election.
So this came at a perfect time.
Yeah, crazy. On the perfect time, except on the flip side, if she gets stoned in Somalia, we all feel bad. I'm just saying, what? I'm going to say
happen.
It. Yeah. I didn't do it. All I'm saying is, let's not just look at the conservative white. Let's look at the conservative right as a whole, because there's not much difference between ISIS and KKK. There's not much difference in the ideologies of racist white people and super conservative religious groups and factions. It's very similar. It's the we're better than you situation where our beliefs need to be impressed on your ideology. Mm. And that's a problem. That's a problem we're facing. And I'm glad that she did something like this. She's only 19.
Good for her.
Which means that, you know, too young for me. I prefer a little older. But she's gorgeous, and I wish her the best. I've hit her up on Twitter like 14 times. So we'll see how that goes.
Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy.
You just were being racist right there.
No, I used to do that all the time. Holla at your girl.
Holla.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Minorities can't be racist.
Yes, they can.
I know you're going to say that. I'll slap you with this fake hunky puck.
Yes, they can.
What's next?
Story number five. Anthony Michael Hall, who is of Breakfast Club fame, in case you didn't know, is facing a felony charge over allegedly assaulting his neighbor. Hall faces up to 7 years in prison as he is being charged with felony battery. The 48-year-old allegedly broke his neighbor's wrist and injured his back during an altercation and scuffle outside their Playa Vista condo. A video of the alleged altercation is said to exist. Undisclosed special reasons are reportedly the reason behind the increase in maximum jail sentence from 4 to 7 years. The fight is said to be over ripping up plants in the common area.
I love when white people go to jail for the bullshit. I'm sorry. Sometimes they can be the most extreme violent, and then some of the goofiest things will take place.
These are my begonias, and you are not going to touch them.
No, common area. Not even my begonias. These are our begonias.
That we all put in on for rent. Oh, this is when I lived in Playa Vista for a year, and they are goofy.
Well, can I say something, though? This is the dude from Breakfast Club, and he lives in Playa Vista in a condo. Like, how the mighty have fallen, bro? Like, yo, you're living in some condos, like, Jeffrey, your neighbor, or whoever he is, it's like, don't touch the petunias. And you touched them. You knew you weren't supposed to touch them. You ripped them up, and then you injured his wrist and broke his back, or whatever you did. And he looks angry. He looks angry. Like, Anthony Michael Hall looks like he's an angry dude.
Like, he
dude.
Planted them himself, huh? Like, that's the crazy part. Like, you didn't plant them yourself. They're not yours. I don't understand. Something else must be going on here. There has to be...
Somebody's smashing someone's wife or something.
No. Homeboy felt like there was a payday and didn't realize, wait, he lives next door to me.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't live in the houses now, Marina Del Rey.
These begonias are fake anyway. What's going on here? This is crazy.
I told him I wanted tulips. He went out there and dug up all the flowers and replanted them. Like, nah, ain't no.
Wait, 7 years, though.
7 years. Look, I don't know. There's not too many things that can be done to make it undisclosed special reasons, but there's two things that I can think of given my law background. Either A, he used bigoted racial slurs.
Okay.
So if the neighbor was Jewish, for example, and it became a hate crime of some sort.
Oh.
Or B, those were some really good like they were just like, the judge is like, those are my favorite. Like, it was real. Because when it comes to things, let's be honest, white people will definitely let a murderer go, but if you hurt some dogs,
it's a wrap.
That is real.
20 years.
That's real.
Real life.
Well, what about, I mean, I wonder, did we look up his background? Maybe, I feel like a lot of the times if you have a history of violence, then that's when, you've done this 7 times, dude, you gotta go.
Well, like, you've been tending to community gardens for years.
I feel like they would have disclosed that. You've been going to different gardens.
Yeah, he's just outside. You're a serial plant killer. Hey, are you stepping on them people's grass? Do you know them? No.
Persian grass, y'all.
Why does it gotta be Persian grass? Why does it have to be Persian grass? Oh my goodness.
It's the best grass, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't even know.
He's rolling up on the Latinos at the sidewalk. Yo, where'd you pick them flowers from? Because we don't even know where you be getting them good ass flowers from.
Hey, yo, B. Because I feel like Anthony Michael Hall has, like,
Hood.
He beat someone up. He beat up his neighbor.
Yeah.
He beat up his neighbor.
Broke a wrist.
I know these dandelions grow just freely, but listen, you just ain't going to be picking them like this. Yeah.
Actually, I think he was the one picking the plants. And the neighbor said something to stop him.
He must be on drugs.
He was out there making a wish, blowing on all the wishes.
He was probably going over to the neighbor's wife like, hey, girl.
I don't know, but Anthony Michael, like, he was like, when he was a kid, he was that dude.
He's got good hair,
too. He was ducky. He was that dude, bro.
Yeah. Hair
he
is
was
quaffed.
Like in every movie as the... He made nerds kind of cool. Like, he made them the cute thing to be.
Yeah.
Now he's not that cute.
And I'm now he looks like...
Angry. Now he's going to be working on the jail community
garden. Well, at least he's good in gardens, right? He's good. He's got 7 years. He's going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not everyone is doing 7 years. Some people get 7-year contracts, but for no reason. RG3 just can't catch a break or throw a football. The injured reserved one-time quarterback in Black Hope alleged that his wallet and girlfriend's belongings were stolen when they valet parked their car in the friends and family garage at the Cleveland Browns where he plays now. The couple took to Twitter to voice their complaints. Now, RG3, if you remember, he went through that breakup with his wife, the divorce.
Oh, yes.
His wife. And then people felt, first of all, it was a thing because RG3 was like the Black Hope. And then, of course, he had a white wife. So it was a big deal. To begin with. And she wasn't what people expected RG3 to be with. So then, afterwards, RG3 dumped the wife and started dating this new girl Greta Peta Trader Tatovich, whatever her name is, right? And so she was furious. She went to Twitter and was like, we can't trust no one. They took our stuff. And I feel like Cleveland's just trying to take some of their money back. They paid him a lot of money. He got injured on like the second game.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like these injuries are set up too much. He played for like 10 minutes and got all kinds of money from every team that he's played for because he's supposed to be some sort of messiah. But sorry. Nah, I'm good. That's probably why his wife left.
Maybe it's time for him to start picking flowers. And
picking flowers for his own. But I mean, when you park valet, you kind of know don't leave your good stuff in there. Not because valet is still people in your car that you don't know.
You don't know people. And you can blame it on anything. What was it? 2 weeks ago, I got my car detailed and they took my handicap placard. Now, I have three of them, but I was pissed. I was like, yo, where's my handy? And now nobody knows. And I didn't know till 2 days later when I went to park in the handicap spot, but that was the only place I've been.
I would have definitely took your handicap. Yeah, me too. Right? When you're in here, like, you'll go to the bathroom, I'll like go try to open your door. And that Jones is on lock. It's gone.
Look, man, she said you got three, you know. So one for you and
I'm just letting you know. You need to come up off those handicap. No, I think it's inappropriate when people who are not handicapped park in handicap spaces. Those are meant reserved for the handy capable people of the United States who are some of the most wonderful, amazing people that we have.
Okay, and I need my close spots and stay out of the big stalls because ain't nothing worse. When I used to have to hold on to the, you gotta have, I'd be hot. Yeah, hey, come up out of there. Like, for real.
No, I completely understand. I'm still gonna steal that drone. I don't, look. Like, why do you need a park close at the gym? Okay? You just roll to the front, bro. Let me live. Can I live? Can I live?
No.
Yo. Headlines with headliners.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, look, what? Okay. So anyway.
I'm not feeling
just
this.
Just don't leave your purse around.
Okay. Hey, first of all, listen, you're not even handicapped You're like, you hurt your leg on twerking on a cruise ship. Okay. You didn't have to pick a lady up. You weren't born with one leg. You picked some lady up and you danced with her, shook her, gyrated her, and then just the other day I seen you freak a leak on the ground.
I'm gonna scoot back. You know why I was able to freak a leak on the ground? Because my car was parked right out front. So after I danced, I knew I didn't have a long walk, okay? And if I would have had a long walk, I wouldn't have been able to kick it all night. I gotta break up where I'm gonna use my energy.
Okay, I hope some insurance something's watching this right now. Because you get it in.
Which is crazy because I hurt my leg because this lady fell and I caught her and it snapped. And that's what happened.
Was twerking involved at any point of the story?
There was a twerking song in the background.
Okay, were you twerking? Insurance. Did you feel like you were? Oh, for insurance. I apologize. There is no. You mean. Now I remember.
Yeah.
You were standing there. Yes. The lady fell on you.
Yes.
You didn't even want.
While she was twerking. And she was tripped.
Because she was in a. She was.
Yeah.
And you were like, no. But you also had to do the right thing.
I had to. And I was on my way to feed the homeless when I caught her. So I understand. Messed me up.
No, with
me,
I'm weren't you reading a Bible at the time?
Yes. Yeah, John 3:16. For God to love the world.
Like, it was for your sermon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I get. Now that you need to come up off one of those. You need to come up off one of those. You need to come up off one of those. So I don't know. I feel like I don't really feel the pain of RG3. I do think it sucks that, you know, his stuff was stolen.
Yeah. Karma.
But at the same time, you had all that stuff out in the car thinking, oh, these people, they're still
people.
Yeah, they're people. And you're still RG3. You should be more aware that people are going to take from you, not
because
more
and
careless.
We don't know what's about to happen in this country. So people are trying to stock up on whatever they can get right now.
This looks like privilege, RG3. You felt privileged, like I'm RG3. No one would steal from me. No, you are another dude, and people steal from you too.
And you're RG3, and they might not like you, and that's what they stole from you.
Just go find your stuff on eBay and quit crying on Twitter.
And here's the thing: no one should steal. I hate stealing.
Oh my god,
that's
like,
the worst.
If you rob a bank, you're cool with me. But if you rob one person or a lady, like I can't even understand that.
Because
at that point, look, and I'm not condoning robbing banks before they like try to make a thing, but I'm just saying, to me, it's way lower to rob because you're a person.
That
like,
I work
that
for.
That person
this
worked for. Even if it's RG3 who hasn't been working for the last 3 years, you know, he still did train his whole life to be in the situation.
And you feel violated. You do. You feel violated.
It's almost like you don't want to get in your car after you get.
I'm sure
he has a really nice car, though. Yeah. I want to get in his car.
The plush.
Exactly.
Seats.
But at the same time, if someone steals, like, you know when people, like, let's say they steal your bag. Mm. Like, I need my phone. It's not about the phone. It's the stuff on the phone. Yes. Like, I need, what are you doing with my ID? Like, now I can't get stuff because you have my ID and my credit cards that you can't use anyway. Here, just take the money. You want to rob me?
Yeah,
take the
and
money.
Give me the phone. Because when me and my sisters got robbed in Mexico, we did get our stuff back because my sister is crazy. But that's, I was just like, my phone. Like, what am I going to do? Like, everything is in there. And then with the power of the internet, I got some stuff that I don't want to upload it.
Definitely, you do. You definitely do.
I do.
Definitely, definitely. Story number 7. In the final story of the day, in the last but not least column, we are not sure how to feel exactly as we report the death of Fidel Castro at the young age of 90. Fidel Castro is the person who governed the Republic of Cuba for 47 years.
Yeah.
From 1959 to 1976 as prime minister, and from 1976 to 2006 as president of Cuba, self-imposed, of course.
One Castro, hell of a pension plan.
Who alongside revolutionaries as Che Guevara led the communist revolution of Cuba. Now, when it comes to black people, the Cuban people may not have loved Castro, but there are a lot of black people who are big fans because of his help of the revolution movement. I mean, he's the one who gave Ms. Shakur asylum. So I don't know how we're supposed to feel. Colin Kaepernick was supporting him, and people, he felt he got backlash in Miami.
Okay, this is my thing with that. It's hard to trust American media and what they tell you about people. And so over time, when you get older, because as you're younger, you're just told to hate Castro. Like, you're just told to hate him. And then you see Scarface and you see all these things. And I don't know, because I don't know what the knowledge is anymore. Like, I don't know what I've been confused about, just like with Gaddafi and all these people. And then you hear about what
different
they were really
stuff.
Trying to do and exactly. different things. And, you know, the
you hear some of the good actually.
And you're going, wait a minute, what do they want me to believe? Like, and why do they hate somebody so much? So I'm always in the balance, but I also did grow up with a bunch of Cubans that did, and this is not funny, but they did escape Cuba on a raft. And they did, you know, so I've seen
Elian
that.
Elian Gonzalez did that.
I've seen that part of
I just
it
made it funny. See, it wasn't funny when you said it,
but then
when I added the words Elian Gonzalez, it just became a laugh.
Yeah, so we grew up with all these Cubans that did, you know, and they showed us some cool stuff, Black Magic, which is crazy, and they cooked the pig in the backyard. I mean, they were cool, but I'm just saying, I don't know how to feel. I don't know if I
care, like,
or not.
Like, listen, just like every old guy, like, I'm just trying really hard not to be that guy, but he had a good life. Good for you. Good for your reign, whether it was good or bad. Shout out to, I just like Cuba. The food. Have you ever been? Like, now we can go there. I don't know if it's because he passed away or whatnot, but.
Well, didn't he, wasn't it a couple years ago, he kind of transferred everything over to the brother and they were going to see something. I mean, they've been following that.
He wasn't the head. If we can get the picture of Fidel Castro up, please. If we can get Fidel Castro, I want to show him in his youth, which is popping right there. I mean, he was popping.
Fine.
There was a time. But then if you see him older, rocking it right now as an old man, you see a sickly Fidel Castro with rocking the tracksuit. By the way, in the white, that's the Pope. He was rocking it with the Pope. But I mean, it's you see something. We're taught, like, evil people die early, and he lived a long life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I read stuff. I'm not saying he was exactly the best person. A lot of people can attribute their deaths to Fidel Castro. But at the same time, Cuba's biggest crime was not falling and working within the system that was set up.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't JFK trying to work some stuff out with it? Like, or am I crazy?
What do you mean?
I missed that day in history class, so I don't know.
I mean, the Bay of Pigs happened definitely during John F. Kennedy's reign.
Because I feel like that's another reason why they took my man out, was the stuff he was trying to do with Cuba and everything else. So
all these conspiracies exist, but one thing we do know is I agree with Whit. Cuba is a wonderful, beautiful, amazing place that still has a lot of culture and history. Mm-hmm. It has this, like, oldness feel to it because it didn't catch up. And now I wonder how Cuba's going to react to if it becomes super modernized with the infiltration and globalization that's going to
affect it.
Eventually happen.
Yeah, it's with all the social media, cell phones, we'll get a closer look. Because I feel like with cell, you could get a closer look into anybody's country now. And see,
I mean, the Kardashians already invaded their spot, so it might be downhill from here. I don't know, y'all, but.
I mean, it's true. I mean, it's funny, but it's real. Like, Cuba is like one of this untouched part of the world, and now it's definitely going to be touched. It's interesting. Now, I don't know if Fidel Castro was a villain or a hero. I do not.
I don't either.
I know a lot about this person, but I'm not Cuban. So it's not really my place to say. I didn't have people personally affected by his misery, and I wasn't.
And sometimes people think they're doing the best thing for their country, even though we 100%. Might not think so. I don't know if he just intentionally wanted to, you know, cause misery, cause all these things people said he did. I feel like he really had the, you know, the preservation of Cuba in mind, and that's what he.
And there's a bunch of Cuba actually came up with what was the vaccination? Like I read a bunch of stuff when
cancer vaccination.
Like they have like done a lot for the world.
Apparently, we just don't know about it.
But we didn't know about it. So real like Kanisha said earlier, the media tells us what we need to know or whatnot. But once you like actually just learn some stuff on your own.
But even that vaccination, we don't know if that's true. Like, we really don't know what's true.
We don't know.
Like, that's the one thing it comes down to. We don't know what's actually true.
I do know they are
good
lovers.
Someone just tells us everything.
That's true, because they're romantic. Oh, yeah. Oh, bye, papi.
Yo, I had a boyfriend from Philly. He was from Cuba. Ooh,
Latin lovers are, they're just romantic.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Persian lover?
No, but I really want one.
Yo, I'm just saying, have y'all ever had that Persian?
No. Nah.
Okay.
Trying to get that Middle Eastern.
I'm just saying, you've
in
never
my
had
Middle
that
Eastern.
Prince of Persia? Okay.
No.
I mean, okay. I'm down with that.
Where I mean, they, I understand. Cuban,
Prince of Persia. Holla at your girl.
Cigars.
Oh, amazing. I like cigars. I like cigars.
Yeah. I love to smoke cigars.
All I'm saying is, you got a pet. A roll lot around of cats a rug. To be a Persian cat. That's
ooh.
All I'm saying.
Oh.
Wait, are you got so those little naked. Where's the naked cat from?
A naked mole
random. Those
all
naked cats.
Cats are naked.
No, the skinless cats. They gotta have
those are Egyptian cats.
Oh, yeah. Those
oh,
are,
see, I want, where the yeah. Egyptian boys at, too? How, I'm a highlight.
You want
too.
Us to skin you? Okay.
No.
When it comes to Fidel, I just feel like a lot of people are throwing out a lot of memes about his life right now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's being way more revered than he's ever been before. And he's being vilified more than usual as well. Do your own research.
Yeah. Do your own research.
Read about him. Go read. It's like, if you want to know about Che Guevara, go read the Motorcycle Diaries. Go look up stuff. See what their principles are. A lot of times, principles and power get confused into fault. So, like, the principle's good, but then under power, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Concept happened with Lenin. It might have happened with Fidel. I don't know. I do know that currently in Russia, they do wish they could go back to communism. There's, like, an overwhelming amount of people that miss communist Russia. Things worked better for them. Mm. It just all depends.
Well, I feel like when people pass away, and this might be just my own little like thoughts, I feel like when people pass away, they forget about all the bad stuff. Like, I'm like, how?
Like Michael Jackson?
Like, you are
touching all those little kids?
He didn't touch none of them kids. I'll slap that Tehran off your hat.
Like, I'm like, really though? Like, how
does okay.
There's so many good people.
Would you let your son sleep over
at my room? Yes, I definitely would. We all sleep over. I'll be in the bed too. Annie, are you okay?
All right. That's
you've been Whitney, touched by Whitney, a smooth like criminal.
That's all I was saying was everybody. There's all these good people when they pass away, but we all forget about the bad stuff. And
we do.
We can talk about the bad stuff. It just
or not even that. Or some people just act like they loved and killed. Like when Muhammad Ali died, and all these people, we just loved him. And I was like, most of y'all hated him for what he stood for, how
for
he spoke
so long.
For so long, and now he's your best friend. You liked him more when he was quiet and he was on his way out because he, you know,
they liked him when he couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah, they didn't like the revolution.
They didn't even let him have his fight in the United States.
Yes.
That's why it was the thriller in Manila.
Come on,
you
now.
Know? They weren't allowed to have it here because people hated him so much. So, yes, hindsight is always 2020. So,
yes.
In hindsight, we do this show each and every week right here on Black Hollywood Live. Please tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their hot girlfriends to check us out and check me out at I Am Tehran all across the IG, Twitter, Snapchat, social media sphere. Please find me. Tell your friends. Also,
Kanisha Bus. Kanisha is comedy, all deaf digital, everybody digital. Watch out for my new little comedy special and SiriusXM.
What's good, guys? And I'm Whitney Tabor, Miss Tabor on all social media outlets. You can check out my new radio show, The Plug Radio, on Dash Radio, and also The Imperfect Gentleman on Tuesdays at 1 on Dash. I'm all over the place. Just holla at your girl.
Holla at all of us.
Holla,
and of course, Mr. Nate Jackson, at Mr. Nate Jackson. Yes. We wish you well. See you when you get back. This is Headlines with Headliners. From us to you, have a wonderful, wonderful week. See you next week, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Crispin, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. Info at blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook,
tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.